brought to you by Penguin.
Crashed: How a Decade of Financial Crises Changed the World, by Adam Tooze. Read for you by Simon Vance, with an introduction read by the author.
Introduction: The First Crisis of a Global Age. This is the author, Adam Tooze. Tuesday, September 16th, 2008, was the day after Lehman. It was the day global money markets seized up. At the Federal Reserve Board in Washington, D.C., September 16th began with urgent plans to sluice hundreds of billions of dollars into the world's central banks. On Wall Street, all eyes were on AIG. Would the global insurance giant make it through the day, or would it follow the investment bank Lehman into oblivion? A shockwave was rippling outward. Within weeks, its impact would be felt on factory floors and in dockyards, financial markets and commodity exchanges around the world. Meanwhile, in Midtown Manhattan, September 16th, 2008, was the opening day of the 63rd meeting of the UN General Assembly. The UN building on East 42nd Street is not where financial power is located in New York, nor did the speakers at the plenary session that began on the morning of September 23rd dwell on the technicalities of the banking crisis. But what they did insist on talking about was its wider meaning. The first head of government to speak was President Lula of Brazil, who energetically denounced the selfishness and speculative chaos that had triggered the crisis. The contrast with President George W. Bush, who followed him to the rostrum, was alarming. Bush seemed not so much a lame duck as a man out of touch with reality, haunted by the failed agenda of his 8-year presidency. The first half of his address spiraled obsessively around the spectre of global terrorism. He then took solace in the favourite neoconservative theme of the advance of democracy, which he saw culminating in the colour revolutions of Ukraine and Georgia. But that was back in 2003-2004. The devastating financial crisis raging just a short walk away on Wall Street merited only two brief paragraphs at the end of the president's speech. The turbulence was, as far as Bush was concerned, an American challenge to be handled by the American government, not a matter for multilateral action. Others disagreed. Gloria Macapagal Arroyo, president of the Philippines, spoke of America's financial crisis as having unleashed a terrible tsunami of uncertainty. It was spreading around the globe, not just here in Manhattan Island. Since the first tremors had shaken the financial markets in 2007, the world had repeatedly reassured itself that the worst had passed. But again and again, the light at the end of the tunnel had revealed itself as an oncoming train hurtling forward with new shocks to the global financial system. Whatever America's efforts at stabilization were, they were not working. One after another, the speakers at the UN connected the crisis to the question of global governance and ultimately to America's position as the dominant world power. Speaking on behalf of a country that had recently lived through its own devastating financial crisis, Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner of Argentina was not one to hide her schadenfreude. For once, this was a crisis that could not be blamed on the periphery. This was a crisis that emanated from the first economy of the world. For decades, Latin America had been lectured that the market would solve everything. Now Wall Street was failing, and President Bush was promising that the US Treasury would come to the rescue. But was the United States in a fit state to respond? The present intervention, Fernandez pointed out, was not just the largest in memory, it was being made by a state with an incredible trade and fiscal deficit. If this was to stand, then the Washington consensus of fiscal and monetary discipline, to which so much of the emerging world had been subjected, was clearly dead. It was a historic opportunity to review behaviour and policies. Nor was it just Latin American resentment on display. The Europeans joined the chorus. The world is no longer a unipolar world with one superpower, nor is it a bipolar world with the East and the West. It's a multi-.
Sample complete.
Ready to continue?